tough ball game yesterday. Wish things had worked out a little bit differently for us. But in this league, it's a new season with another game coming up that's very, very important to us. And we're playing at home and got to figure out a way to take advantage of it at home from a defensive standpoint and play better than we played yesterday as a group.
What worked about the game plan against Tom Brady? He didn't have his usual day that he has against this team.
Yeah. You know, we did some things well at times against, you know, some of the things they were trying to get accomplished, but obviously we didn't do enough things well because they were able to get their run game going, and that was a big difference for us, especially when they had two big runs in the first half. But in that third quarter, they got a couple runs that kind of kept some drives going. So, you know, we did some good things at moments, but we got to get to the point where we're consistently doing things well. Get ready for the next one.
How tough is that when, you know, you probably put all this energy into making sure you slow down Brady and that part works,
yeah,
but then, you know, the whole picture isn't there?
Well, that's part of, you know, playing a complete game from a defensive standpoint where you have a plan to take certain things away and you don't want to neglect other things, because with a team like this, they're multifaceted. They can beat you in a bunch of different ways. And we knew that going in. You feel like you've got some things shored up, and sure enough, they found a way to exploit, you know, whatever weaknesses you may have. And that's what good teams do. And we've got to get to the point defensively where we can play well in all phases consistently. And, you know, we've done that at times this season. We just got to be able to do it, you know, down in and down out over the course of four quarters against really, really good teams.
Does it encourage you that at least after the first drive, Tom kind of had a bit of a shouting match on himself? Did it express his frustrations?
You know, I wasn't aware of that. I do know that that first half, you know, we were doing a pretty good job of keeping him out of the end zone, and that was encouraging. And we needed to build on that over the course of the rest of the ball game. And that third quarter, you know, we didn't play as well as we needed to in the third quarter. The good thing was the way our guys finished in the fourth quarter. There were some opportunities to let that game get away from us. They kept battling, you know, right down to the point where Tre'Davious gets that interception on a third and, I think, third and seven. So that was one of the positives, the fact that they just continued to fight throughout that ball game and not let it, you know, completely get away from us.
Well, on that third and 11 that you had, Gronk makes the catch,
yeah,
he beats the blitz. Was there an alignment error there? Because it almost looked like more guys pressured than maybe you wanted. I think it was a 6 or 7 man pressure. Was somebody supposed to drop there? Or?
You're exactly right. It turned out to be, I don't want to say more guys coming than we wanted. We wanted to come from different places than they were. There was a sequence that happened before that play. Leonard Johnson got banged up. You know, with his knee, ended up having to come out of the game. But the play before that, he got banged up, so he comes out of the situation. He's checking his knee out. They're back on the line of scrimmage. He's not where we needed him to be for that pressure. Part of it was, you know, he's trying to get his gatherings together for the next play because of his knee. And so guys are trying to align off of him, and he's not where he ordinarily would be. We end up not getting what we wanted out of the pressure. We felt like it would win against that protection. And like good teams do, good quarterbacks, he took advantage of it. And, that was a big play, because we would have been off the field at the start of the third quarter. Instead, they get a drive going. That was a huge play.
Is that a small example? I mean, it just seems like third quarter used to be, I was asking Rick this too, third quarter was a really good quarter for you guys first 7 weeks. I think you had seven of your takeaways in the first seven weeks in that third quarter. And I don't know, it just seems like the games have gone a little sideways on you guys when you come out of the locker room after halftime.
Right.
What's
no, not exactly, but it's something as we get ready for Indianapolis that we definitely want to try to figure out and try to be better at when we come out of the half. But really, it's four quarters, you know. You got to play well over the course of four quarters. If they get something coming out of the half, you don't want it to happen, but you got to keep playing. You don't win games on the first drive of the game or the first drive of the half. In this league, it's four quarters, so you got to just be consistently good over the course of four quarters.
How much do you feel for Tre'Davious?
Oh, you know, I feel bad for him, especially if it ends up where he has to miss a game because of what happened yesterday. It just, he's been playing so well for us, and you hate to see something like that happen. But You know, he's a tough guy. You know, he'll do whatever he can to get back. But when you're in that concussion protocol, it's, you know, it's pretty serious.
You've played this game. Mm-hmm. What are you, just a guy lying there prone and having somebody come at you like that?
Yeah. It's a tough game for sure, you know, tackling football. But it's one of those plays you move on from, and in our case, you line up and you get ready for the next ball game. Hopefully, you know, we don't lose Tre'Davious. He's so important to what we're trying to get accomplished. Hopefully we'll get him back for this next ball game, but we'll wait and see.
Leslie, how much of their success in the running game yesterday was you guys falling back into those bad habits of that three-game stretch, or more so what they were doing?
I think part of what happened on the two long runs, you know, I could have helped our guys a little bit better with but maybe put them in a little better position on one of them. The other one, we just got to, you know, do what we did like a week ago when we were in Kansas City, just be where you're supposed to be and one-gap defense, be in your gap, and then make a tackle when you're there. Fortunate for us, on both of those long runs, you know, our safeties made the tackle. We were able to hold them to field goals in the red zone, which is a big deal. You like for those runs not to happen because it creates other issues for you. But when it does, you know, you got to be able to recover, and our guys did. But it's something we got to go back to when we come back on Wednesday, continue to work on, and don't want it to happen against Indianapolis.
But 191 yards on the ground, I mean, it wasn't just the two runs. So was it more, was it tackling gap integrity, or was it, because those were the issues previous weeks when the yardage totals were right around the same.
Yeah, not so much the tackling, but more gap integrity on some of those runs. Just, you know, being where we needed to be, being in the right gaps. You know, it's been a recurring theme on some of those long runs, and it's something we'll continue to work on. But the tackling, I thought our tackling was pretty good for the most part of the day. Guys were running to the ball, evidenced by, you know, saving those long runs and being touchdowns. But just being in your gaps and when you're there, you know, making a play when you're there.
Leslie, where are you at? What's been the main reason for the switch from the base defense being three linebackers to three cornerbacks?
More just trying to adjust to what the team is doing on offense and how to use their personnel, just trying to get our best personnel to match up with theirs as much as anything.
And on the cornerbacks, where are you at with the depth in your group that you have? With Trey maybe being injured, Leonard got banged up. Just the
yeah. Well, we're pretty thin, you know, going into the ball game. I think we dressed four corners yesterday, and then you have two of them to go down. So you probably saw in that last sequence when they went three wide receivers, we just kept, you know, our base defense on the field. We were that short. So hopefully, you know, we'll get Leonard back hopefully, and hopefully Tre'Davious will come back as well. Otherwise, then you got to look to Sharice Wright, get him up, and, you know, at least go into the game with three, which is very, very thin. Four is thin, but we'd like to have at least four corners dressed. Made a decision to get Lafayette Pitts up, and, you know, he's given us something on special teams as well as, you know, being a fourth corner on defense, and Sharice has handled it very well.
Coach, to the naked eye, Matt Milano, when he's in there, he makes plays. You know, he's kind of shows up, he flashes a little bit, but he still has a relatively low snap count overall. He was, I think, only 31% this week. Is the reason more because he's not quite ready for a full load, or is it more because of what's happening in front of him?
You know, I think in those games earlier when he had to start, he showed that he could handle a pretty good workload. He did some good things in those ball games. And, you know, we've continuously got him in games. You know, we'll look at it this week and just see if we can get him in more. But he's done a good job when he's been out there. It's nothing to do with Matt. He's done a good job.
Has the pass rush, in your opinion, improved? You guys have had a couple games out with multi-sacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're always working on and trying to improve. It's hard to play, you know, good defense, good pass defense in particular without a rush. And our guys did a good job yesterday. That's not an easy guy to sack. I mean, he gets the ball out even when people have free runners at times. So to come away with those sacks yesterday was big, but it's something we're working on, and we want to get better at it as we go along. And glad to see it come together yesterday.
And where are you at with Shaq's contributions to the pass rush? I mean, Sean listed him as week to week, so he might miss some time. But you said some improvement. So, so how big of a loss would he be if he's not out there?
Well, he's our starting defensive end, starting left defensive end. So it'll be a loss for us for sure. But It also means that gives other guys opportunities, like Eddie Yarbrough. He'd have more opportunities. Ryan Davis would get more opportunities. You'd hate to lose Shaq Lawson. He's done a really good job for us. He's improving, and he needs those snaps. I mean, in a lot of ways, this is new territory in some ways, in our defense. So you want him to get as many snaps as he can get. Hopefully we'll get him back soon.
After not getting the start a couple weeks ago, Shaq, have you seen improvement from him? Was that maybe a little fire on your belt?
I think, he's always been working hard. That's never been an issue. It's just, being in position to make some plays. And yesterday, I think they credited him with a sack yesterday when Brady ran around a little bit, ended up hustling to get in position to come away with a sack. So he's given us the effort. The opportunities haven't always been there, but he's doing everything he can to put himself in a position to get those sacks for us. But his contribution to our defense goes beyond the sacks. I mean, so many offenses or right-handed when it comes to running the football. So we count on him to really be stout when people try to run on the edge of our defense, and for the most part, he has.
Honestly, having now had Kyle Williams for 12 games and a training camp and mini camp, what have you learned about him up close that you didn't know about him before you got here?
Well, he is the consummate pro, without question. And congratulations to him, too, being the defensive tackle with the most starts in Bills history, which is quite an achievement, to say the least. But his preparation, his leadership, and then, of course, he's an excellent football player. And he's a dream from a coach's standpoint. To have a guy like that with his talent, to be the type of leader that he is, makes our job a whole lot easier, having a person like that. And it's not always that case when you have a star player who is also a solid person in the locker room, a leader in the meeting rooms, not afraid to speak his mind and challenge his teammates, but doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk. So he's everything you could ask for if you get a chance to coach defensive football players. He's what you look for.
And when you see the game that he played yesterday.
Yeah. He was fired up throughout the week, and it was evidence in the way he played. He had a terrific game, and that sack, you saw the emotion after he got that sack. That was important to him, important for our defense at that moment. But he came prepared like he always does, and he had a heck of a football game. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on the winning side, but it wasn't because of the way he played. He played very well for us.
Let's take one more, guys. Leslie, going back to the tackling. Preston Brown, he always seems like a sure tackler with you guys. Can you just talk about that ability of his?
Yeah, that's one of the things you look for in your middle linebacker in a 4-3 scheme, a guy who can, when he has a chance to make tackles directly at him, he can do it, but yet can make plays from tackle to tackle as well and from sideline to sideline. And Preston's one of those guys. He can run, and when he gets there, he knows how to finish plays. And, he's a smart football player, and he's helped us so much in this first year of introducing this scheme to everybody on our defense. So, he's been everything we want at that position, at the middle linebacker position from a tackling standpoint. And we got some other games to go, and you just want to see him continue to improve as we go along.
What do you find with the players' reaction to what happened to Trey?
Can you repeat that for me?
When Trey was down, he got hit, obviously, referring to the reaction from everyone else in the field, just your thoughts on it?
There's
kind of some criticism that maybe guys should.
Yeah, I mean, I know Coach McDermott probably has addressed that, and whatever he said when that question came up is probably what we'll go by.